Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Crescent Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, of course, that's Mountain Standard Time. What do we got here today? A little bit of a cool one this morning. And sitting at minus 8, winds are out of the east, northeast at 12 kilometers an hour. Humidity sitting at 75% and barometric pressure 101.7 kilopascals and rising. We've got clearing conditions, apparently, with sunny breaks at about minus 3 here this morning, later on this afternoon. And tomorrow, high minus 3, mainly sunny. Sunday, cloudy, minus 2 is our high, and Monday, they're calling for a 60% chance of flurries, high of minus 5, and then we've got sunny conditions from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but lows around the minus 6, minus 7 mark. So it looks like we got a couple of cool days ahead of us here, not too bad. Anyways, I've got something a little bit different here that we're going to start things off with. The Love March by the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Step 2, 3, 4, step 2, 3, 4, 1.
Yeah, all y'all out there, if you wasn't so tired, we could all get up and just march around this whole area here. Happy and stuff. Yeah, yeah. You bring a little sister with you. Let her march too. Everybody can march. Have a good time. I said march on along, thinking it's time to move by, sing a glad song, sing of the times when I'll take all the people, feeling so good, treat all my brothers like I should, see all my households falling great, it brings no longer in these days. March on along, love is my chance, I can try and be strong, let's bring as you my hand, take your time. You know I gotta treat my brother wrong and kill him. What a shame. But I know. I tell y'all, I know.
Got to know.
Oh, I tell y'all, I know.
What you doing?
that people thank because my daddy did these things. They said that I've got a wear tie. They want me to be the same. Oh, I gotta treat my brother wrong.
There, baby, I got no time to mess around. want it. Got your bleed on it, baby. Got your bleed, baby. Got your bleed, baby. Hey, got your bleed, baby. Keep talking about love. That love is running to the core. Keep talking about love. Just like I told you before, before, before.
Talking about love. Yeah, Van Halen there. And what do we got with that one? It's from their, I guess it's from their very first album, released in 1978. Yeah. Anyways, 7:46 minus 8 degrees out in the Creston Valley here. Ooh, little on the chilly side this morning for Creston. Yeah. All right, January the 31st. Oh, and by the way, January 31st, we got through the whole game, or the whole month, without losing one game of hockey. Thundercats were undefeated. Unbelievable. Okay, highlights here for today's Canadian headline. 1958 out of Ottawa. James Gladstone takes a seat as Canada's first Native senator. He's a Alberta blood Indian and is appointed by John Diefenbaker. And what else do we have here? In 1839, John Radical Jack Lamberton, Lord Durham, hands his report on the affairs of British North America to British Prime Minister. The former governor of the colonies blames the power of the family compact and the Chateau Clique for the 1837 rebellions and recommends uniting the Canadas under one responsible government with English, the only official language, as well as assimilate the French Canadians. There you go. And in 1990, George Cohen opens the first McDonald's fast food restaurant in Pushkin Square, the world's biggest McDonald's, head of the Canadian franchise subsidiary. There you go. All right, we've got a tune here by Mr. Bob Dylan. Yeah. It's from the Empire Burlesque album of 1985, When the Night Comes Fallen from the Sky, right here on South Kootenay Radio.
Oh, no.
Bit of a different tune there by the Rolling Stones from 1967, and that's from their album Between the Buttons, a song called Cool, Calm, and Collected, right here on South Kootenai Radio. All right, we've got news crew standing by here. We're going to let them have their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news updates there for you, and then we'll be right back with some more great tunes on the second half hour.
It is January 31st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. The debate over the Keystone XL pipeline is about to flare up again. A U.S. environmental study on the proposed project is expected to be released in Washington today. A final decision on the pipeline is still months away, but this study is considered a critical step in determining whether it will go ahead. The pipeline would see Alberta oil shipped to the American Gulf Coast. Meanwhile, the Harper government has introduced a new bill aimed at making corporations pay a lot more in the event of a nuclear accident or an oil spill. The bill calls for a company's liability to go as high as $1 billion. Here's the CBC's Margot McDermott.
The government has been promising a new law since BP's huge oil blowout in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. Now it says companies drilling offshore in the Atlantic or Arctic will have to pay up to $1 billion to clean up a spill, even if they're not at fault. Right now, the cap is between $30 and $40 million. But cleanup costs are often much higher. The price tag for the BP spill, $42 billion. Will Amos is an environmental lawyer at the University of Ottawa. He calls it a good first step that doesn't go far enough, because cleanup costs over $1 billion could end up in court with taxpayers footing the bill.
Oil companies have great lawyers, and the companies will contest, and that costs money.
Who pays has become a big political issue as companies step up their exploration plans. The new law still has to get through Parliament. Critics are promising some tough questions. Margaret McDermott, CBC News, Ottawa.
A document leaked by former U.S. security analyst Edward Snowden shows that thousands of Canadian air travelers were recently targeted by Canada's electronic spy agency, CSEC. The document shows that travelers using free Wi-Fi at a Canadian airport had their smartphones and other devices turned into personal tracking beacons. CBC's Greg Weston has the details.
By law, CSEC can't target Canadians anywhere in the world, nor anyone in Canada, including visitors. CSEC says it was only collecting so-called metadata, for instance, the identifying codes of the targeted travelers' smartphones, but not the content of any calls made or emails sent from it. It says there's nothing illegal about that. Sources say the pilot project is now a fully operational surveillance program that shares information with Canada's spying partners, the U.S., Britain, New Zealand, and Australia. CSEC still denies it tracked Canadians. Greg Weston, CBC News, Ottawa.
Military veterans and their supporters are expected to gather outside several Veterans Affairs offices today as the federal government prepares to shut them down. Prime Minister Harper is defending the closures, saying they are duplicate offices with small caseloads. The 8 offices across the country will be closed as of the end of today. With the Sochi Winter Games now just 1 week away, Canada's athletes are beginning to arrive at the Olympic Village. And as we hear now from the CBC's Nala Ayed, they are checking in amid an unprecedented level of security.
Today, 2 of Canada's surest bets for gold medals coming through this airport, figure skater Patrick Chan and snowboarder Mark McMorris. There's been a lot of talk about whether they should be keeping a low profile as they travel. For example, the British team have been told that they should avoid big logos as they make their way to Sochi. The Canadian team will have RCMP liaison officers traveling with them as they would at any other Olympics, but we were not told for security reasons how many or whether that security has been stepped up. Meanwhile, the security is very apparent here. Lots of security checks, and of course, at the airport itself, the perimeter is actually manned by security personnel fanned out every few dozen meters outside the actual airport. This is a city very eager for the games to go smoothly. Nala Ayed, CBC News, Sochi.
And that is the CBC News to this hour. We broadcast live and podcast at cbcnews.ca. I'm Joe Cummings.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Welcome back, everybody, to the second half hour of the morning show. We've got minus eight degrees here in the Creston Valley, and we're supposed to go up to -3 today in the sunshine. All right, I've got some Sesame Street music here coming up. We're going to listen to the crew doing the letter L right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Keep on moving.
Let's get rolling here with the favorite segment of the program. This day in rock and roll history for the last month, or last day of the month. We've got January 31st, this day in rock and roll history. Got a couple of birthdays. 1928, Chuck Willis was born, and of course his most famous tune, C.C. Rider. 1946, Terry Kath of Chicago, and one of their big hits, 25 or 6 to 4. Johnny Rotten, born on this day in 1956, real name, John Lydon. And he was a vocalist for the Sex Pistols, one of their big hits, God Save the Queen. All right, these list trivia throughout the years on January the 31st. We're going to start in 1957, and that's when Decca Records announced that Bill Haley and his Comets, Rock Around the Clock, sold over a million copies in the UK, mostly on 10-inch, 78-inch records. In 1967, while taking a break from the filming of Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video at Knoll Park in Kent, John Lennon buys a 1843 poster from an antique shop in Surrey, which will provide him with many of the lyrics for being for the benefit of Mr. Kite. 1972, less than a day after an incident now known as Bloody Sunday, in which British soldiers killed 12 Irish civil rights demonstrators, Paul McCartney writes and records "Give Ireland Back to the Irish," but was immediately banned by the BBC, and despite the lack of airplay, the song would reach number one on the singles chart. 1978, Blood, Sweat, and Tears saxophone player Greg Herbert died of an accidental drug overdose in Amsterdam while the band's European tour, or during the band's European tour. He was just 30 years old. And in 1981, Blondie tops the Cashbox Sellers list and the Billboard Hot 100 with "The Tide Is High," a song written and recorded in 1967 by John Holt of and his Kingston, Jamaica band, the Paragons. 1985, the mother of the group, the Cowsills, Barbara Cowsill, passes away at the age of 56, and she and her family were the real-life inspiration for the Partridge Family TV show. And in 1987, Paul Simon's Graceland went to number one in the UK chart. The LP would stay there for 101 weeks. And in 2009, Dewey Martin, drummer for the backing vocalist for Buffalo Springfield on their 1967 hit "For What It's Worth," died from hardening of the arteries at the age of 68. Okay, I think what we'll do is we'll start off with, because Terry Kath from the band Chicago is celebrating a birthday today, we're going to start off with some Chicago for this day in rock and roll history, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Waiting for the break of day. scene over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. Gay will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. When Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound, and Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. It means some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Girl wants you to be her man, but I'll wait, my dear. Delta was shining like a national guitar. I am following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, to Memphis, Tennessee. I'm going to Graceland.
Resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that? in the street, singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. Starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away, away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound?
All right, Buffalo Springfield there, finishing off This Day in Rock and Roll History. It was on this day in 2009 that the drummer of the band, Buffalo Springfield, Dewey Martin, passed away from a hardening of the arteries, 68 years old. And, of course, that was one of their big hits there, for what it's worth. Paul Simon with Graceland, and a big tune there by Paul in 1987, going to number one on the UK album charts, where it would stay for 101 weeks. We had Blondie, The Tide is High. That was a bit of a hit for Blondie in 1981. The Beatles, Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite. And, of course, pretty much all the lyrics of that one were written after John Lennon picked up a antique poster while he was out touring around. And what year was that be? 1967. Filming of the Strawberry Fields Forever promotional video. And then we started off with a little bit of Chicago there, 25 or 6 to 4. Terry Kath celebrating a birthday today. Of course, Terry born in 1946 and a member of the band Chicago. So stay tuned. On Monday, I guess it'll be, we'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. And brand new month, February. That's right. Okay, let's have a look at the weather across the country here right now. Currently in the Crescent Valley, we are warmed up to -7 now. Ooh. And winds are out of the north-northeast at 6 kilometers an hour. And we're supposed to have a high of -3 today. Now, over in Vancouver, they have some cloudy conditions, go figure, 2 degrees. It's -16 and snowing in Yellowknife, -8 and cloudy in Calgary. Ooh, look at Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud, -24, -1 in some sun in Toronto, -1 in Halifax and cloudy, and snowing in St. John's, Newfoundland, with -5 degrees. All right, what do we have time here for? Oh, I can't play that song. That one's way too long. So I think what we'll do is play a little bit of U2, With or Without You, from the Joshua Tree, 1987, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
In your side, I'll wait for you.
There you go, you two there, with or without you. And I see it is now 8:47. We've got to get rolling. We're starting to fall behind schedule here. And it is time for our artist or album highlight today, which, of course, is brought to you by Which is brought to you by Golden Treasures. That's right. Yes, and what's going on over there, Golden Treasures? Well, I'll tell you, lots of good things. They've got some great new stock in there. Had a look at their Facebook page here the other day. Holy crow, they got lots of nice stuff. But the big thing is, they're the big sponsor of this little segment here. That's right. Yeah. And we're going to listen to Tom Petty's Full Moon Fever album today. His first solo album from 1989. And, of course, the coolest thing I think about this album is the picture on the back of Tom Petty is a splitting image of my buddy Bob. Yeah. Kind of cool. Yep. Anyways, we're going to listen to a few songs here off of the album. I Won't Back Down, starting things off. And of course, we'd like to mention that if you're looking to pick something up there at Golden Treasures, it's at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. I Won't Back Down, leading things off right here on South Kootenai Radio.
are standing in the tall grass and cattails, away from the windows at the end of the day. Watch the man from the landing with his tall hats and coattails. She'd never look different, but something would change. A mind with a heart of its own. A mind with a heart of its own. Its own. Well, the man out to end us had a hurricane business. He raised them from babies all by himself. But his teenage accountant had become surrounded. He drank up the party.
Yeah, I'm free.
Artist highlight today featuring Tom Petty from his very first solo album. We had a couple of tunes there, Free Fallen, from the Full Moon Fever album in 1989, his first solo album. We also listened to A Mind with a Heart of Its Own, Love is a Long Road, and we started things off with I Won't Back Down. Anyways, let's get the cat off of the soundboard here, and what do we got? Well, that's it. A big thanks going out to Golden Treasures for their sponsorship of the album highlight. And we'll see you all again Monday morning when we have another big installment of Tim in the Morning for you at 7:30 in the morning. That's right. Anyways, have a great weekend, everybody. Don't forget to check out our website, theskr.com. We'll have a couple of specials there for you. Yeah. Anyways, I'm totally losing it. I've got to sign off. I must be getting tired. Anyways, we've got the news standing by, and of course, it's 4:30. Then we'll be back with regular broadcasting. And don't forget, we do broadcast 24/7 here on the SKR. And that's it. So we'll catch you all on the flip side. Have a great one, everyone.
It is January 31st.